What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. in the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap-a-fuck-a-tony out of it. We're gonna be here for the next couple of hours. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Oh, yes.
And strapping in and trying to ring out this fuck week that we've been putting up with
fuck week.
I mean, you know, we've had worse fuck
weeks. Is that a British term? Mr. Fuck Week.
I don't know.
We got fuck week.
That's what they were originally gonna name that kid in the never mind.
In what?
I was going to say, it's a buckwheat.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
No Let's more pussyfooting around.
Exactly, Sarah. It gets better. Hopefully, everybody. Join us on our social media at Crab Diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G, or you can sling us a message at our Facebook page or our Instagram page.
Ooh.
If you don't really care about getting a really... timely reply.
Yeah. I mean, but, if you want to get a hold of us, call us. What is your cell again?
I got to get that Skype number that we have.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's 323. I don't want to say it out loud if it's wrong.
Yeah.
Because then somebody will.
323 something, something, something.
I think it's 601-5427. 601 Libs.
That's right. That's right. Oh, shit.
We'll see. Hopefully nobody's going to be.
Yay.
You liberal libtard.
Oh, fuck you.
We bend over and say thank you, enemy.
Yeah. Keep bending over.
Buy shit through our Amazon portal if you want to help out the show. Every time you go to buy some shit at Amazon, go through crabdiving.com/Amazon or clink. Clink. Clink on the banner. Clink.
Hold on.
I will send you to the Russian front. Clink.
9.
For those of you under 80 out there, it's that's Hogan's
Heroes.
Yeah.
Something. Never a musical.
I just got an error
though?
Message in the middle of sent my sentence. Hogan's Heroes reference.
Never a musical, right?
I can't.
It seems like it
I can't
would
say
be,
it wouldn't.
Right?
Who knows? Somebody somewhere probably was like, I'm going to do a Hogan's Heroes musical.
Do you think rednecks watch that? They're like, why are not Nazis the bad guys?
I know nothing. I know nothing. I know nothing.
Identify with Clank. Colonel Clank.
I think that's about it. Let's see what's going on in this world. Faithless Friday, everybody. I got some Jesus shaped and
ooh, yeah.
I think it's about it as far as religions.
Oh, really? Just evangelicals?
Well, that's what, you know, is
penetrating
spraying around in this country the most. So
shove a rosary up my rectum.
People are like, why do you go after Christians so much? Because
you guys suck.
I don't have anybody trying to convert me to Hinduism. I don't have anybody trying to knocking on my door and asking me if Vishnu is my personal savior.
I watch Contagious ACB testify this week and give non-answers and sit there in her fashionable crucifixion purple dress. Please, you Christians have to calm the fuck down. I mean, are we asking too much to have a SCOTUS that can tell you without any hesitation that the N-word is bad? The N-word is bad.
No, she said she didn't think it made for a hostile workplace.
Where's she working? The Klan?
Somebody was throwing the N-word around.
The Daily Stormer?
Maybe.
Right.
I don't know what she did before. Yeah.
The White House?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines. Over to the Commie Pinko Liberal Huff Post.
Oui, oui.
Oh, this is interesting.
Oh.
A report says Rudy Smearjob, which I would ask them to maybe reword that.
Yeah, please.
Rudy Smearjob draws FBI probe.
Oh, God. Okay. This is news that yet another law enforcement agency is looking into that freak.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it. The FBI is investigating whether emails that were published by the New York Post related to Joe Biden's son, Hunter, are connected to a possible Russian influence operation to spread disinformation.
Whoa, that's shocking, Pat. Oh, my God.
So they're not looking. The FBI isn't looking into Hunter Biden. And what? You know, they're just as guilty as everybody.
Rudy, how much? You know, you didn't say your name. I don't think.
My name's Patrick Byam.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And before we get into this, Rudy's racism and just the racism of everyone on the right, we were walking today with the intern, and you made a very good observation.
Uh-oh.
You looked out at the little harbor near where we live. It's all fucked up from the last hurricane. And you made an observation. You said they're not doing anything. No one's doing anything to fix it, and this is kind of it.
Yeah.
Take a bow, because you captured it. This is it. This is it.
Yeah, infrastructure.
There's not going to be infrastructure. Why would he, if he didn't do infrastructure this term, why the second term? Why would he give two shits?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't fucking care. Sure, go ahead and vote Trump.
Well, and what would he do in a second term when his whole first term was about making sure he was reelected in a second term? I mean, he'll try to dismantle the Constitution and allow him to stay as poobah.
You know, if you live in a state that's dealing with climate change, you have to not vote for Republicans. Out of your own interest.
What about
interest.
Jesus and my guns, though?
I don't know. I think we can kind of close the book on prayer preventing hurricanes or earthquakes, right? I mean, I'm sure. Yeah. I don't know.
Can you prove that butt-fucking didn't cause those hurricanes?
Do you think sometimes these churches are like, listen now, in an effort to keep the hurricane from hitting our town, we're all going to travel to Texas and fuck each other in the ass to attract the storm to a different area. You see?
Oh, I get it.
You see? You understand.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Taking one for the Lord.
Y'all, we're going to take it. We're road tripping down to Arkansas. We're going to suck each other out to make them tornadoes come away from our towns.
I understand the vice president will be participating.
Oh, yeah. Whatever he can do.
Who said this? The New York Post said in a story Wednesday that it had obtained a hard drive from Rudy Giuliani containing the emails. Ooh. And the messages were found on a laptop that had been left last year at a Delaware computer repair shop for service, but never retrieved. The unlikely account of how the emails surfaced raised immediate questions about Russian involvement. Particularly because U.S. officials have warned that Russia, which backed Trump's 2016 campaign through hacking and a covert social media campaign, is done interfering again this year.
Oh, shit. Wow. Well,
the episode is being investigated as part of a possible Russian influence operation, according to a person familiar with the matter, speaking on condition of anonymity.
Are you shocked?
To the Associated Press.
Are you surprised? Are you gobsmacked that
the FBI is looking into Rudy? No,
any of it, though, really. I mean, that the Russians are, you know.
Oh, but I wonder if, like, Bill Barr is done. Like, maybe. If he realizes what's going on and he's like, oh God, he's going to try to ooze away.
Well, like you said, you're looking at Florida the way it is now. You know, I guess we're seeing, like, you know, people work on the power lines. We'll have electricity and we'll have the internet, right? But, like,
barely.
This other shit's not getting fixed.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the way it is. That's the way it is from here on out. Go fuck yourself. You know.
The headlines over at the Drudge Report, not good for Don.
Damn.
And for the Trumpists. Headline one, burned out, the fall of Trump, ? The next one, campaign bracing for loss. Third one, 9% chance of winning the Electoral College.
Wow, that's better than no percent. You know why our society will not beat this COVID? Because we are... there are people out there still concerned about him getting reelected. Like, we shouldn't have any time to, who gives a fuck about Trump? We want to get out of COVID and we want to not get sucked into the ocean.
Well, yeah, other things, but sure, we'll start with those.
Those two things. I mean, you know, not a lot you can do if you're underwater.
Three senior Trump advisors who recently talked to campaign manager Bill Stepien walked away believing he thinks they will lose.
Genius!
So now, of course, the Trump campaign is filled with internal blaming and pre-spinning about a potential loss, accelerating a dire mood that's driven by a daily barrage of bleak headlines. Things aren't good in the Trump White House right now, Ryan. There's a little bit of stress going on.
I read a thing in the Times about how Schittler had a public meeting about COVID, very nonchalant about it, but in private, you know, he's like, guys, we're fucked.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And there's evidence of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know what kind of campaign manager the Stepien is, but. How do you spin that? How do you spin the fact that Trump's strategy for COVID is everybody fucking dying?
Oh, yeah.
Yay. MAGA.
The one advisor said a lot of this is on the president himself. You can't heal a patient who doesn't want to take the diagnosis.
Heal him? What the fuck?
That's a metaphor.
Yeah, I was saying, it's like we got a crazy guy running around with a chainsaw in the yard taking swipes at people.
In weekly pep talks, Stepien is telling staff members why they shouldn't pay attention to the perennially horrible public polls.
You know why, Stepien? Because you don't give a fuck. You've always lost. This is no big deal for him, right?
But in other... Well, he shut down that bridge in New Jersey. But in other private conversations described by multiple sources, Stepien seems darkly pessimistic. He likens the campaign to an airplane flying through turbulence, saying it's our job to safely land the plane.
Well, but
in other words, all we got to do is get through this alive.
Fuck winning. This Stepien guy, though, you know what's... Trump, what should be disturbing to you is this Stepien guy is accustomed to fucking up and losing. And so it's not that he's worried about losing. He's just worried about losing so badly.
Yeah.
Historically,
Stepien pushed back on the assertion. He said, with each day closer to November 3rd, our campaign data presents a clear pathway to 270 for the president that provides me more confidence than ever. In President Trump's reelection, our campaign knows how President Trump was elected in 2016. And more importantly, we know exactly how he's going to do it again.
I think this is how he's going to do it. He's going to indict Hillary Clinton.
How is that going to get him to win? Nobody would care. In fact,
his base
that would work
care.
The other direction. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how he would indict her, but I'm just saying that would rally his loony troops.
No, he's angry diapers now about Bill Barr not throwing Obama and Biden in jail.
He is impossible.
And wrapping up, we didn't even talk about that one of those investigations wrapped up last week with 0.0 happening.
Nothing.
Quietly wrapped the investigation.
That was the one that Obama and Biden were bugging the campaign offices of
one something.
Damn, Donald, what makes you think anybody needed to bug anything in your 2016 campaign? Who wasn't listening to to his meetings?
Well, yeah,
Russia.
Trump can still win, but make no mistake, even his most loyal supporters, including those paid to believe, keep telling us he's toast. This is Axios.
People that are getting paid to present a rosy picture about this shit can't even do that.
And they're terrified that he's going to bring Republican control of the Senate down with him.
Oh, shit. Damn. I mean, is that
Stepien's critics say that he's in CYA mode, refusing to make tough decisions that might incur Trump's wrath.
Well, that's
while setting up excuses for what polls suggest could be a shellacking.
Ooh, yeah. Jeez. Stepien. I mean, I don't understand why he's ringing the alarm bells. I mean, he's lost before and I don't know. Does anyone have high expectations for him?
For Trump?
No, for the Stepien guy. I mean, is this going to ruin his shitty fucking career?
Stepien's defenders tell me the campaign sees several remaining paths to victory and note that it's hardly his fault when the president insists on doing things like taking a joyride with the Secret Service while he has COVID.
Yeah, that was fucking insane.
They say it's also hardly Stepien's fault that Trump continues to attack his public health officials and present views that are out of step with public opinion.
Well, didn't Bannon have a better control on these people than Stepien?
And he's also dealing with a money shortage driven by heavy early spending by his predecessor, Brad Parscale.
Driving around in a Ferrari, right?
Yeah.
God damn. Does he still have that car?
One campaign advisor pointed to a half-ass advertising buy in Wisconsin this week. They say it was a small amount, which campaign sources said seemed pointless given it's too small to move any needle.
Yeah.
Same thing about the decision to stay on the air in Minnesota, a state that no one I spoke to sees as part of Trump's path to 270. Mm-hmm. No one thinks he's going to win Minnesota, including his own people. But they're spending money on ads in Minnesota.
Are they trying to kind of low-key shut his campaign down?
I think you can't talk to him. And Trump is like, I want more ads in Minnesota. And they're like, well, you know, we're kind of probably washing our hands of Minnesota and we're going to concentrate on what we need. And Trump's like, no, I want ads in Minnesota.
What would be worth spending ads on?
I went Minnesota last time, which he didn't.
But what part of the country would you want to spend money in right now?
If I was Trump?
Yeah, I mean, because your base is your base.
Yeah, I don't know how much money I'm spending at all right now. Because, I mean, I think we're good. I think everybody's kind of settled on who they're going to vote for.
Yeah.
I would send the money down to down ticket. Take that Senate. Let's send all these gazillions of dollars and just bombard every internet and airwave with anti-Republican shit.
But also, too, I mean, this could be the last grift to launder campaign dollars, the last time to do a bit. I mean, that might be a thing for him. That's a significant source of income.
It'll be easier if you just fill your checks out to Donald J. Trump instead of to the Republican National Party. Just make it right straight out to me.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have another campaign event in Mar-a-Lago, and everybody's got to rent golf carts and stay at my shitty fucking hotel with bed bugs and louses.
So they figured out that Stepien has described to some colleagues three pathways to winning.
Yes.
He says the easy part is winning Ohio, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, and Maine. But that's not the case.
That's not
in
the easy
many
part.
Of those states. Yeah.
I mean, I thought Georgia was in play. It is for the Senate, right?
And Biden's up by 3 or 4 points in Georgia.
Oh my
and,
God.
And 4 or 5 points in Florida.
I lived in Georgia for a long fucking time. And I got to tell you that out of everybody I'm friends with on Facebook, those motherfuckers, a lot of them are the most conservative in that state. Biden's right. winning that state by 4 points.
And then from there, he thinks the most likely is for Trump to win Arizona, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania.
Yes.
We do know that he's down in North Carolina and I believe Arizona.
What's the point of this article?
The second pathway would be for... This is what Stepien thinks.
Oh, well, I see.
Are there pathways?
I see.
Arizona, North Carolina, Michigan.
Right.
And then he says the third least likely is not having Arizona, but winning North Carolina, Michigan, and Nevada. And Nevada, I definitely believe he is losing.
Nevada. This is like if you're playing the World Series and you're facing the Diamondbacks in the 90s. Oh, God. That asshole Curt Schilling was on the team and amazing pitcher back in the day. But that's like saying, well, all we got to do is beat Curt Schilling and then we'll just, you know, get lucky with Randy Johnson and we'll win. That's crazy talk. You know what I mean? It doesn't make any fucking sense. It's like it's almost saying if something insane happens and we win Maine. I mean, what weird. He's not going to win Maine, right?
Well, Maine is partial, so they need the second district of Maine, they said. Because Maine is one of the few states that splits up their vote.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Notable is that in none of Stepien's three scenarios are Wisconsin or Minnesota.
Damn! Ouchie! No Wisconsin! That's
but they're
crazy.
Spending money.
Yeah, I know. They've done a lot of work in Wisconsin.
They're just not smart.
Right. They're stupid and rapey.
Over the past 2 weeks, Jared Kushner has been casting about outside the campaign for fresh ideas on tactics, strategy, and messaging. Hey, anyone got any tips for me? You think he's out on Snapchat? Anybody got any tips? You know,
yeah,
asking
yeah.
for a friend.
Wait. Snapchat is a great idea. Put Donald Trump on Snapchat and give him some deer antlers. And maybe for a second, someone can forget he's a fucking Nazi wacko. Maybe it'll humanize him to put some animal ears on him.
During the past week, they say Trump himself asked at least one confidant whether they think he needs to make any changes to his campaign. You think I need to do anything?
Well, what would it be? I mean, drop out? Resign?
It ends here saying the only person that can change anything in this campaign is Trump.
You know, if
I mean, he would have to stop being Trump for the next 20 days or whatever.
He's not being smart because he has so much leverage right now. He really does. If he went to who's prosecuting him for crimes, New York, whatever.
Letitia James and Cy Vance, Manhattan.
He needs to have a meeting with Pelosi and say, listen, I'm not going to win, but if I lose, I'm taking this whole thing down in flames. I don't give a shit. Or I will resign, but you have to make sure I don't go to jail.
No deal.
And I don't lose my money.
No deal.
Oh, my God. But the existential threat is gone.
No deal.
What if he wins?
He's not going to win.
Oh, my God. I might take that bet. I know that sucks, but, you know. He's scary.
This is at The Economist now.
Yes.
They've upped it to our model says now that Joe Biden is very likely to beat Donald Trump
Ooh.
In the Electoral College.
God damn.
91% chance and a 99% chance of winning the most vote. So The Economist is like, well, it's obvious Biden's going to win the popular vote.
Is this whole charade with Trump about his campaign still doing things? Are they just trying to keep this lunatic happy?
That's one of the arguments.
That's why we're having an election for one guy. For one guy who's going to lose, and then he will bitch and moan and say it was stolen from him, even though it's going to be decided in 15 minutes on election
night. He's already
night.
Saying that, yeah.
Oh, God. What a horrible, horrible person.
The next headline, we have another one now.
Yes.
It says John Kelly unloads.
Ooh.
John Kelly pretending he's got a spine.
Right, right. Well, listen, but John Kelly's not a former... Oh, wait, he is.
Former chief of staff, retired Marine General John Kelly has told friends that Donald Trump is, quote, the most flawed person he's ever known.
Yeah. Well...
Quote, the depths of his dishonesty is just astounding to me. The dishonesty, the transactional nature of every relationship, though it's more pathetic than anything else. He is the most flawed person I have ever met in my life, the retired general has told friends.
Well, John Kelly, get out there and meet some more people, because there's other shitbags too, right? You know a lot of shitbags. I know a lot of shitbags.
The report Privilege. Comes from a new CNN special scheduled to air Sunday. The Insiders, a warning from former Trump officials, in which former senior administration officials, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton, former Health and Human Services scientist Rick Bright, yes. former Department of Homeland Security General Counsel John Mitnick, explain why they think the president is unfit for office.
Yay. I mean, you know, if these guys think he's unfit, that means that if John Kelly is saying he's unfit, what if he is unfit?
Well, we know he's unfit.
Then he should be removed today, because it is indeed
By whom?
That dangerous. It's that dangerous.
So the 25th Amendment means the cabinet has to agree to remove him and the vice president. So how are they going to unsew Mike's lips right. from Trump's anus first?
Well,
to flip the human centipede.
The existential threat would tell you, I don't know, figure it out, because I'm going to blow up the planet. So someone's going to have to do something crazy.
Olivia Troy, a former top advisor to Vice President Mike Pence, has said the president knew about the impact the coronavirus pandemic would have on the U.S. by mid-February.
Why didn't you speak up back then, Pence person?
But that, quote, he didn't want to hear it because his biggest concern was that we were in an election year.
Do you have a problem with these people in his administration that sat on his hands and they were in these meetings and they knew Trump was lying and they shut their fucking mouths and didn't say anything?
Vindman didn't.
Yeah.
Some others didn't. Miles Taylor, former DHS chief of staff, who now serves as a CNN contributor, asserts that Trump essentially calls individuals within the federal government who disagree with him deep state. So if you disagree with him at all, you're the deep state.
He's a dumb fucking simpleton.
Yeah.
He sees everything as this thing, or it's all binary, right? You're either... You're a traitor, or, you know, you're sucking my dick.
Trump
all night.
Did say on Thursday last night during that town hall on NBC, which Savannah Guthrie scored a point when she was talking about like his tweets and stuff, and him tweeting out like conspiracy theories, like that one he did about Obama and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a body double of Osama bin Laden they killed, and Trump like retweeted that the other day. And she said, but you know, she said, you're not somebody's crazy uncle. You're the president of the United States.
Have you seen the meme?
And he was like, I'm just trying to get that. I don't know. I'm just putting the information out there. And she's like, yeah, but you're not somebody's crazy uncle. You're the president of the United States. And he said something. And then she said, yeah, but it's not true. I'm just putting it out there, but it's not true. And he shrugged and smiled like, oh, well,
do you see the meme with
doesn't
that?
Apply to me.
Mary Trump is like, yeah, yeah, he is a crazy. He's my crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Trump did say during a town hall last night with Savannah Guthrie that he condemns white supremacy, quote, I denounce white supremacy. OK.
Well,
I've denounced white supremacy for years. Well, that's not
true. I got to tell you, after the contagious ACB and this. I mean, I'm going to go on the record. The Republicans have a real problem with race.
So there we go.
Yeah. That's great.
And Trump.
Fucking idiot.
Kelly did speak up after the whole Lafayette Square tear gassing.
Oh, that's true.
So he could go wave a Bible in front of the church that he couldn't even figure out how to hold the Bible right way up.
So what do we give? How many points and does Kelly get for speaking out now? We give him.
And then Trump in February tweeted, "When I terminated John Kelly, which I couldn't do fast enough." He knew full well that he was way over his head. Being chief of staff just wasn't for him. He came in with a bang, went out with a whimper. But like so many exes, he misses the action and just can't keep his mouth shut.
Like so many exes?
Yeah.
Like, he's an ex?
Ex-Trumpers. Oh, ex-staffers.
Yeah. Oh, I see. God, this Trump is so concerned with just, you know, inane bullshit.
There is a story out now that, that Melania,
hey, Melania, are they still strategically social distancing? Is she still, distancing herself from Cheeto?
Oh, I think she probably from now on.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Melania Trump went after Stephanie Wilson Wolkoff in a ferocious blog post this morning.
Oh, shit.
Stephanie Winston Wolkoff is the person who wrote Melania and Me, the New York Times bestseller with the tapes. She's got tapes, Melania.
And those tapes are outstanding. And I'm saying that in the Trump era where there's lots of crazy fucking tapes. But when she's complaining about having to deal with Christmas, man, that's pretty great.
She's also very upset about the media reporting on the book.
Well, it's a book about you saying crazy fucking shit.
And who the fuck are you, Imelda Marcos?
Yeah.
I mean, who the fuck do you think you are? How dare they report on a book about me?
You know, not for, you know, Melania, Obama was treated unfairly at times, right? Don't you think, when he was president? People came after him for all kinds of wacky shit, like Grey Poupon, and he wore a tan suit, and his wife dared to come outside with a sleeveless fucking
and he was black
dress. Oh, yeah, yeah. That one thing, yes.
Once again, outlets chose to focus their coverage on pettiness over my positive work.
Are you being, is she bullying right now online?
This is what she wrote in the blog post.
Yeah.
There are plenty of opportunists out there who only care about themselves and unfortunately seek to self-aggrandize.
She is just like Trump. People are out to get her ass.
Trying to self-aggrandize by knowingly taking advantage of my goodwill.
Oh. Is she still sick?
Goodwill.
Probably will.
Does she still have COVID, or what's her status?
I thought she said she was, but they're better. She and Barron are both better.
How are those lungs?
Melania claimed the conversations that Wolkoff played only had portions that were designed to make her look bad. In one excerpt, Melania is heard complaining, "Who gives a fuck about Christmas stuff?"
What do you expect? Why? Well, let me ask you something. I forgot. Why is she on tape? Did she know she's being interviewed?
She said no. This is after she screwed this woman.
Yeah.
And let her take the fall for where all the money vanished to in the inaugural fund.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Has that ever been resolved?
No, that's what some of these DAs are looking into.
The Three Doors Down, did they get paid? Or they get stiffed?
Well, I would probably think they got stiff.
Ooh. That's funny.
Melania said, "She's
someone who secretly recorded our phone calls, releasing portions from me that were out of context, then wrote a book of idle gossip trying to distort my character."
If she's distorting your character, she might be doing you a fucking favor, Melania. Oh, shit. There is a great, there's a great act out going on in the studio right now.
His character.
It's good.
I may have had my leg up in the air and my hand on my crotch.
What's the banjo you're playing?
And my hand on my non-existent boobies.
She's a cyber bully.
Yes.
You know? What does she expect? It's like when you're writing a book, or if it's drama, or it's anything entertaining that you're reading and it's a story, is you need to have an opinion about something. You have to have a clear opinion about what the fuck you're writing about, and someone doesn't like you. That's all, Melania.
To push forward a personal agenda that attempts to defame my office and the efforts of my team only takes away from our work to help children.
What work? Name me the children you've helped.
Right.
I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm curious. What children?
Wednesday this week, she wrote, I'm happy to report I've tested negative. And hope to resume my duties as soon as I can.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Please get out there while you're still shedding virus and resume your duties. Okay. Please.
How's that tennis pavilion coming?
These fuckers are going to get people sick pretending to do what they do. You know, Trump just shows up to pretend to sign papers. He's not doing anything. But meanwhile, the little fucker is spreading this shit all over the place.
Yeah.
Stay home in your iron lung, dickhead.
We've got. Well, why is this a headline? Senator Coons says that Democrats can't prevent Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation. We all know that.
Yeah,
yeah. We know we can't prevent it. It's just going to happen.
I mean, they could get creative.
It depends on what we decide to do afterwards.
Yes. Pack the court like a motherfucker.
Oh, Mitt Romney.
Yay!
Again, pretending like he's got some kind of spine back there.
Hey, make your church give that. How many billions of dollars are they holding? Make the Mormons give over the $100 billion to the charities that it was meant for.
Senator Mitt Romney of Utah.
Yay.
Tweeted out a statement. The president's unwillingness to denounce an absurd and dangerous conspiracy theory last night continues an alarming pattern.
Yeah.
Politicians and parties refuse to forcefully and convincingly repudiate groups like Antifa, white supremacists, and conspiracy peddlers.
Yes.
Similarly troubling is their silence regarding anti-vaxxers, militias, and anarchists. Rather than expel the rabid fringes and the extremes, they have coddled or adopted them, eagerly trading their principles for the hope of electoral victories.
That sounds like a guy that's having his asshole bleached later today.
As the parties rush down a rabbit hole, they may be opening a door to a political movement that could eventually eclipse them both.
Hey, Mitt, why are you so boring? Why? Is that the speech? Is that the speech you give before we all step into the abyss? That's it?
That's the rousing.
Woo!
Mitt Romney.
Thank you. Jeez.
# crazy Uncle Trump trending.
Yes.
On the Twitter. Tweet us during the show anytime, actually.
Twat us.
This is gonna kill him.
Yeah.
It was Trump's fault. It's always Trump's fault. Can it ever be like Rick Gates' fault? I mean,
God damn.
He was pointing at Matt Gates.
Oh, shit.
Our representative here. Oh, he's going to cry himself
that.
To sleep tonight.
He said Rick Gates instead of Matt Gates.
Yes.
Matt, you know, this guy is on so many drugs. I mean, that he acknowledged your shape in a room. You should be happy for that. And yeah, you got your name wrong. Big deal. Who the fuck do you think you are? Right?
Right. So that's Trump in Ocala.
Yeah, Ocala? Oh, God. John Travolta's landing his plane there. God.
Best in over 200 years. Well, you know, 200 Ocala. Years ago, I wouldn't say we had too many factories. I recently signed an order placing a moratorium on offshore drilling off the coast of Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and a place known as Florida. Are you okay with that? You okay with that? You know, the one that wanted it more than anybody else was Florida.
Which is true.
So we don't, he's banning offshore drilling on those states.
I guess.
But he's
I don't trust
fracking.
Him. I don't I believe
mean,
it. Yeah.
Didn't he say that Joe Biden says fracking was bad?
He's been my friend. Hey, Ron, are we going to win the state, please? Yeah. Okay.
He's talking to Ron DeSantis, Ron DeRacist, our beloved governor here. In the state
he's our Grim Reaper.
He's been my friend. Hey, Ron, are we going to win the state, please? Yeah. Okay. You know, if we don't win it, I'm blaming the governor. I'll fire him somehow. I'm going to fire him. I will find a way.
Good.
Anyway, thank you.
Hey, listen.
Ron DeSantis is standing there laughing. Oh, Mr. Brother, you're so funny.
Trump finally suggested something that I think would be nice. I mean, if you could figure out a way for us to have a different governor, that would be fucking lovely. I would appreciate that. That'd be one nice thing you
should
do.
We built the greatest economy in the history of the world, and now we are doing it again. You know what it's called? Make America great again. See all those hats? Make America great. Make America great again. But I don't want to do it a third time, okay? But we're doing it really nicely. It's coming along at a level that nobody can believe. Should we be?
Yeah, it is.
A level nobody can believe. Is he still fucked up on steroids?
I mean, he's going to be coming down soon from those antibodies.
Resilient.
They said.
Oh, okay. It should be already, though, man. It's been
Ron
so
DeSantis
long.
Mingling with the crowd, no mask. It
God. Hey, Ron.
I don't know what the hell they gave me, but I'll take some more of it right now.
That is what is happening.
We agree.
He's a fucking child.
At least he's honest.
Yeah,
there.
Dude,
it's
I get it.
The first honest thing I've heard him say.
There
in
you go.
3 years of the presidency.
That makes sense. They gave me these amazing drugs. I took them and I liked them.
I don't know what they gave me, but I would like some.
Congratulations. For like a millisecond, you're human.
Yeah, that's funny.
Amazing.
Wow. I don't know what the hell they gave me, but I'll take some more of it right now because I felt. No, I had something Regeneron. Great. You're really, you know, the antibody things. And
it's made from dead babies, you know? I've changed my mind about abortion.
Why don't you plug Mike Lindell's stupid fucking pillow while you're at it? Why is he plugging this drug? I mean, that's an advertisement for Regeneron.
Well, yeah. And it's, by the way, it's not something all of us can get.
What? He said we could get it.
No.
He said we could get it. He said we could all get it if we wanted it, right? He actually said that.
A week ago with Lester Holt on NBC, come on, Joe, can we help you with the answer, Joe? It's a disgrace. And you saw what I got last night, right? But it's okay.
Oh, there was a person with a vagina who asked me questions I didn't like. I'm very upset.
Yeah, I feel like a road comic has teleported in from the early 60s. And it's running.
The 1860s?
Yeah, the 1860s. Yep.
It's a disgrace. And you saw what I got last night, right?
Oh.
But it's okay. She's like disappeared. Nobody can find her. She's not too popular right now. But we enjoyed it, you know.
Savannah Guthrie, the host, the one who said you're like a crazy old uncle.
Oh, okay. So he's painting a target on her back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's disappeared.
Oh, yeah.
She's not very popular right now.
Maybe some militia abducted her or something.
I mean, he probably wouldn't care about that.
Jeez, that, you know.
Just this week, you retweeted to your 87 million followers a conspiracy theory that Joe Biden orchestrated to have SEAL Team 6, the Navy SEAL Team 6, killed to cover up the fake death of bin Laden. Now, why would you send a lie like that to your followers?
You retweeted it. That was a retweet. That was an opinion of somebody, and that was a retweet. I'll put it out there. People can decide for themselves.
I don't take a position. You're not like someone's crazy uncle who can just retweet whatever.
That was a retweet, and I do a lot of retweets. And frankly, because the media is so fake and so corrupt, if I didn't have social media, I don't call it Twitter, I call it social media, I wouldn't be able to get the word out.
Oh,
and
the word is false.
And you know what the word is? The word is very simple. We're building our country stronger and better than it's ever been before. That's what's happening, and everybody knows it.
Okay.
But the word is false, she said. But the word is false.
That's what is happening, and everybody knows it. He's pouting.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He's a fucking asshole. That's what happens. Everybody knows it.
Meanwhile, all that the comments I saw about Joe Biden was how great he was.
Yeah.
Like he was answering specifics about climate change with a whole specific numbers and shit. I mean, there's just no way to try to spin that Biden is mentally unfit.
Joe Biden is engaged in running for president, right?
Well, yeah.
And with everything that comes with it. He's like doing shit, writing things down, coming up with ideas.
So, of course, right-wing media just sticking to their sheets from their own sanctimony.
Yeah.
Oozing out of them. Right. About, oh, look at the media. Look at how they treat President Trump.
They need a stain stick. That fitted one.
You're not somebody's crazy old uncle.
Oh, but you are.
Right.
Yeah. Nice rack. Isn't that what he said to his niece? You're stacked or something like that.
He said, about Mary Trump when she was a teenager. Something like that.
Creepy. My creepy old uncle that runs Miss Teen motherfucking USA just told me I'm stacked. Ugh.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
We're all very excited.
Yeah. Jesus, just a big, big ups. Big thank you for everything that you're doing to protect us from this COVID and these crazy ass Trumpalos. Good job.
Right.
Thank you.
These Jesus wielders.
Yeah.
For example.
I promise you, there is a curse on our nation because the secular world speaks against President Trump, but because the Christian world does. Because we are violating the laws of God and we are violating the ways of God by rising up and speaking evil against President Trump. People may not like his mannerisms. They may not like the way they do him, that he does things. They may question his motives. But here's the reality. He sits in the seat of the President of the United States of America. And because of that, he should never be reviled.
This guy never said a bad word about Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, wait. If Barack Hussein Obama is sitting in the White House as president, then no one is allowed to say anything negative about him, according to this lunatic. Well,
Robert Henderson is this asshole's name.
Have we played him before?
Right-wing pastor. I don't think we've heard of him before, but he's got a pretty big YouTube channel.
Oh, great. Great. Is he doing in-person worshiping and shit like that?
Oh, Robert Henderson personally claims to have secured Trump's 2016 victory because he besieged the courts of heaven.
and
said that he has been called by God to serve as Trump's spiritual running mate in 2020.
Oh, shit. Wait, dickhead. What if God asked someone else to do that? You had an argument.
Yeah, I mean, you have to talk to Paula White about that.
Yeah.
She may be pissed.
Hold that guy, ding, 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 dong, dong.
When you were on your bus.
Running for president.
Yeah, and you should have been elected president that year.
Michelle Bachmann.
Oh, God.
With Kenneth fucking Copeland.
Oh, my God.
The world's richest televangelist. Estimated sometimes up to $1 billion,
you know,
but definitely in the 500 to $800 million range. Two private jets, by the way.
Does he fly that much? He can't just take a plane?
He's a busy man.
The last thing I want to do is, if I'm driving around on a private jet, I mean, I guess I'm rich as shit, but like, what? Who makes the call? Is there anyone that helps you, like, with weather and shit like that? Are you just on your own?
They hire real pilots. He's not flying the fucking thing.
But they get to talk to a tower and they have support, or they just do whatever the fuck they want. Yeah. Okay. Because, you know.
But here he is with Michelle fucking Bachmann.
Yay!
She should have won, he said, that year. You should have won. You should have won that year.
Yeah.
When you were on your bus...
Running for president.
Yeah, and you should have been elected president that year. The anointing was on you to do it. I saw her on her bus and being interviewed, and she was talking about some things, and she looked up at the camera. I visibly saw the anointing of God take over. I literally shouted when I saw that on television. I knew right then that God had chosen her to be president of the United States that year.
Well, how did that go? Well,
yeah, so
did God's endorsement go that year?
So Kenneth, are you a fucking atheist now like us? I mean,
well, that was an Obama win year, but was that a Romney or a McCain year? I don't remember. I don't remember when she ran.
It was one of those white guys.
Chosen her to be president of the United States that year. And if it hadn't been for lazy Christians, she would have been.
Yeah.
So I want to tell you, Madam President, that anointing was there.
Yes.
And I'm not so sure it still isn't.
These Southern Baptist people are a lot of different.
I'm not sure it still isn't.
They sound like Elvis, but like with Weebles in their mouths or something.
Well, and he's like 90, right? Yeah, I mean, he's way up there.
And, you know, he's a Southern evangelical preacher type. They're all the same, man. They've got like that coiffed, slick back hair, really expensive suits, insane rings. This fucker's got two planes, and you're talking about Michelle Bachmann, like, on her bus,
right?
He would never stand for that. She's on a bus. Please, where's her plane, man?
She didn't have a plane.
I mean, if God anointed her to be president,
why not give her wings?
Why not help her win then? She didn't fucking win.
A jetpack.
What's the use? Yeah. What's the use of being God if you can't even sway an election?
Well, exactly. If she was anointed, why the fuck didn't she win? What does that tell Kenneth Copeland about his God?
Well, okay. The Pentecostals will say, I don't understand. He was anointed. I don't get why that moccasin bit him on the neck.
Oh, right.
He was anointed,
right? Obviously, he must have been thinking about something bad.
Oh, yeah.
So, didn't we do the, I did all the headlines.
Is ACB, she's not Pentecostal. She's like...
She's a charismatic Catholic.
And we're not allowed to make fun of that because...
Why can't we make fun of
Because we don't want to... Because we don't want to appear disrespectful for the stupid shit she believes in.
We're not on her confirmation hearings. We can make fun of that.
Right.
It's crazy shit. It's Catholic, and then you pour in some Pentecostal lunacy into it. That's what it is.
That is unreasonable.
Yeah.
When the Pentecostals aren't waving snakes, they like to... put flames in their face because of a Bible verse. These people are unreasonable.
Well, yeah.
Some crazy shit, man. I mean, you know.
And
we just want to know. I want to make sure that her sky god bullshit isn't shoved in my asshole. That's all.
All right, unless you ask.
Right.
Supporters of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett charge that questions of her faith are anti-Catholic. But the relationship between people of praise, the small Christian community she has belonged to since birth, and Catholic is not seamless. A drumbeat of members who have left since the People of Praise was founded in 1971 said that they felt the group wasn't sufficiently Catholic or had teachings or practices that went against the church.
Yeah, okay. So they weren't real enough, right?
People of Praise is an ecumenical lay group.
Ooh, yes.
Although most of its members identify as Catholic, Barrett has not spoken about her Catholic faith or her longtime membership in People of Praise.
Did you grow up ecumenical lay or whatever that is? Okay.
During her confirmation hearings, she sought to reassure lawmakers about her independence, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Go fuck yourself.
People of Praise, which has about 1,700 members worldwide, is what's called a covenant community. Brother. And is not part of the Catholic Church.
Do they handle reproduction the way they do in that show, The Handmaid's Tale? Like, do they bring a woman in
and wistful for it? No.
And the woman holds the girl that you're supposed
to
impregnate.
Well, they only did that because there were those issues.
Yeah.
But that's not like a regular religious thing.
That was crazy where they have people that were really giving birth and then the people pretending to give birth.
Right. The core of this group is that members make commitments to one another, to shared values and practices, and to submission to authority.
Ooh, yeah. That's their favorite part. Get out the rotten crop. God, these Christians want a daddy.
The Who We Are page on People of Praise's website says members are expected, quote, to remain faithful members of our own churches and to follow their consciences, reasons, and the teachings of their churches.
Yay! While they're in office and shit?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I'm sure they believe in stuff that would conflict with our Constitution.
In letters to bishops, former members of People of Praise have said the group's practices led to a kind of authoritarianism, intense groupthink, and gender dynamics that they saw as contradicting their Catholic faith. In those letters and interviews with the Washington Post, they recalled being told by group leaders not to speak in confidence during confession or to priests. During confession.
The women were told that.
I guess.
Because they're doing some... Because you know what? You know what this religion is? Everybody's fucking. And it's weird shit going on. I guarantee you. That's why there's this secrecy. It's just like, you know, not to sound like a conspiracy theory person, but, you know, the Mormons, it's the same thing. The whole sister wife thing.
Well, I don't understand why you need a super secret group inside of your creepy secret religion in the first place. That shows how creepy it is.
Right. I mean, you could be raping children.
The Catholic thing is odd enough, having gone through 12 years of school of it and my whole life brought up Catholic. You know, that's weird enough. But then you throw this, you're like, wow, it's not bizarre enough for me.
You know,
I'm going to stay Catholic. That's like the whole, well, Mike Pence at least left. Like, he was a Catholic and he bailed because it wasn't Jesus.
I think these right wing nut job born agains, they're a little stranger than the Catholics. You know, the Catholics are drunk and they're angry and they'll fight and all that shit. And
right.
Priests, Jesus Christ, you gotta. But, you know, the right wing nut jobs, they're just different. They're not happy to just sit there and be drunk and stare at the wall.
Right.
You know.
So there you go. That's what's about her creepy, weird.
I mean, that's the whole thing, dude. I mean, like, these Protestants have to get out and tell you about their Jesus all the time. That's what they're consumed with. It's wacky.
The Catholic Church has come to mostly embrace groups like People of Praise.
Yeah, why not? It's just more weird shit, right?
Charismatic faiths are more spirited, expressive, and seek concrete signs of the Holy Spirit. Well, best of luck with that one. Such as faith healing and speaking in tongues.
Bam! is faith healing is when you lay your hands on someone and their boo-boo goes away.
Sure. Well, it doesn't, but yeah.
Yeah. When, yeah, yeah. God, what a great business. You're still doing the same bullshit.
Speaking in tongues.
That's just... Hey, listen, that's a skill. Some people are real good at it. Really.
Kenneth Copeland.
Yeah, yeah.
Made several hundred million dollars doing it.
Is there anybody better, you think?
Well, I mean, you know, it depends on, I guess...
What you're looking for. Do they ever
have...
The
vibe you're looking for.
There needs to be a contest, like a television contest. I would watch this.
Oh, the best tongue?
Yes.
Speakers?
Right. People would get into that shit. I mean, it's so strange.
That's Kenneth Copeland.
Do you think it's like finding a strange rhythm and really leaning into it?
Now I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dalamuku. Manda kishiti kolora bashata. Manda kalaboho masiki lomoko da masa. Kandita na namosoya lama kamba sokoya.
Shit, yes. Lock up your sons and daughters.
Kobapa bashata. Ola bakanda da batoya. Manda da bosoya.
And he says manda a lot.
Do you think Manda Bosoya, meet me down at the glory hole off Route 118, Babaloon Ding Dong.
That guy's got music backing him up.
Oh, yeah, he is not fucking around. I mean, you're going to go to the trouble to speak in tongues. I mean, it's all bullshit. You might as well have a track, a backing track or something. That's what I would do. I would have a drummer if I was speaking in tongues. I'll get my brother. Yeah, yeah. Lay down some beats. Sing ding dong.
I've got a... Well, our president also retweeted today, I believe. Yeah.
David Duke.
An article from the... Babylon Bee, which is the right wing's attempt at The Onion.
Yeah, it's satirical, right?
Right, but it's right wing.
Okay.
Satirical.
So it's not funny.
Mostly. But Trump shared a story from the Babylon Bee as if it were serious.
God damn.
And now people, the Trumpists, are swearing that it happened.
Right, right, right. Of course. And if you explain to them, what do they say then when you explain? It's like, no. It's a satirical newspaper. You're wrong.
You're lying. It's fake news.
What? Satirical?
Where'd you hear that on CNN?
The Babylon Bee story says, Twitter shuts down entire network to slow spread of negative Biden news.
Oh, my God. I've seen that. I've seen someone on Facebook say, well, it was time and was suspect.
It didn't happen.
Yeah.
there was a Twitter outage, right?
Yeah, yeah. But it had nothing to do with it.
Of course not. Why would they do that? They would lose money.
It makes no sense. But it's enough for the idiots to go, well, like I'm this not idiot. Slow.
For example, the idiot in the White House.
Yeah.
He shared it and said, Twitter shuts down entire network to show spread of negative news, blah, blah, blah. Wow. This has never been done in history. This includes his really bad interview last night. Why is Twitter doing this? Bringing more attention to Sleepy Joe and Big T.
Big T?
I don't know what Big T is.
Big T.
Oh, that's him.
Oh, Big Trump.
I think he's referring to himself as Big T.
God, he is. Someone get him out of the White House, man. I mean, you know, he's too crazy to be president, isn't he? I mean, he's too nuts.
So, Mr. Genius.
Big T
fell for a satirical site.
How though? I mean, is he on? He's looking on his phone. Somebody tweets something out. He loves that headline. He opens it. It's Babylon Bee.
Yes.
Does he look at the other headlines and think, I don't know? Does he look at that and he think he probably never heard of the Babylon Bee before?
Well, it's probably like Hannity sent it to him or something.
Yeah, or some idiot. I mean, doesn't he just retweet?
That's true, yeah.
I mean, to me, it was crazy.
Bot accounts.
When he was earlier, we played the clip of him trying to explain why he's retweeting someone, and he's trying to distance himself from that, and he's like, well, it's just a retweet.
Just retweet. It doesn't mean anything.
It's the president of the United States billboarding that on a social media platform.
The Maryland Governor Larry Hogan cast write-in ballot for Ronald Reagan. He's a Republican who has said he can't bring himself to vote for Trump, but he didn't vote Biden.
He's a write-in for Ronald Reagan, Reagan's son?
That would be funny.
Dead Reagan. I mean, did he write
it? Atheist Ron Reagan.
Well, that would make more sense than Reagan's corpse. What a dumb fuck.
They're talking to Fauci.
Yes.
About this, this herd immunity bullshit.
Is it true Brad Pitt's going to play him in the movie?
And that would be really funny.
Talk about herd immunity. The White House has embraced this so-called Great Barrington Declaration, which talks about herd immunity. I want to show everybody part of the declaration. It says that it talks against lockdowns and then goes on to say the most compassionate approach that balances the risks and benefits of reaching herd immunity is to allow those who are at minimal risk of death to live their lives normally, to build up immunity to the virus through natural infection while better protecting those who are at highest risk. We call this focused protection. What do you think of focused protection? Mm-hmm.
You know, George, that declaration has a couple of things in it that I think are fooling people because it says things that are like apple pie and motherhood. A, we don't want to shut down the country. I say that all the time. B, we certainly want to protect the vulnerable. However, hidden in there is the implication that if you, in fact, let people get infected and worry about essentially protecting the vulnerable, there's about 30% of the population has underlying conditions that make them more susceptible to getting the adverse events and outcomes of serious disease with COVID-19. If you just let things rip and let the infection go, no masks, crowd, it doesn't make any difference. That, quite frankly, George, is ridiculous, because what that will do is that there will be so many people in the community that you can't shelter, that you can't protect, who are going to get sick and get serious consequences. So this idea that we have the power to protect the vulnerable is total nonsense, because history has shown that that's not the case.
Yeah. Shit.
Nonsense.
Ouch.
But that's the Republican strategy now. Well, you know, this herd mentality.
You know, and you know, shame on a lot of people in this country for buying into it. You know?
Well, right, yeah.
I mean, I know there's a lot of people out there that have to work and they have to go out and you have to be out in this bullshit. But you know, man, there are people out there buying this shit and going to bars when they don't have to and going out and doing things that aren't motherfucking necessary. Like, why is there a concert at the local fucking AAA baseball stadium here? That's insane. That's stupid.
All right.
And the other thing about this herd immunity, to me, the way he describes it, that's kind of scary, is we've never done this before.
Right.
I mean, if this is a virus, we haven't seen anything like this since the, now it's 2008, it's 1918 was the Spanish flu, right?
In 1917.
God, he's really fucked my, you know, but they did shit to mitigate it. Back in the day.
But there were also anti-maskers back then, too. Coronavirus infections jumped by almost 17% over the past week as the number of new cases increased in 38 states.
Wow.
And Washington, D.C.
38 states. For those of you that aren't into math, that is more than half.
The U.S. is headed solidly in the wrong direction.
Who says that? What negative Nancy?
And at a dangerous time, as experts are saying, the fall and winter will likely make the pandemic worse. They had hoped we could get the cases under control before then, but but that is unrealistic now.
Oh, shit, man. God.
The U.S. racked up an average of 51,000 new cases per day over the last week.
Oh, shit. Damn. Well, wait. You know what blows my mind? It's like other countries will freak out about a record number of cases for one day. I'm like, dude, that's Florida in an hour, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Three states, Montana, New Mexico, and South Dakota, saw their cases rise by over 50%.
Oh, shit.
The pace of new infections has slowed down in only one state, Texas.
Not Florida. Okay.
But they all, testing has increased, it said.
In Texas.
In the country. The U.S. is now conducting roughly 1 million tests a day, up about 6%. That's a good sign. We need more. But the increase in cases is bigger than the increase in testing, meaning the actual outbreak is worsening.
That's why you want to mitigate. I mean, this is dumb to say that's why you want to do things to make the virus go away, but because that's what you want to do. But you need to do that. You mitigate the spread, and then there's not a run on testing, right? In hospital beds.
Right, you keep the curve lower. You keep the peak of the curve lower. That will allow the system to handle the cases. But if it starts getting up to a certain case, then you got to start having field hospitals. Then you got to start making decisions about who gets to live and who gets to die, because we only got X number of ventilators and shit.
No, we have plenty of fucking ventilators. They found a bunch, right? They're broken.
Well, but yeah, but they don't, they're not everywhere.
And Trump sent a fuck ton of ventilators overseas to different countries so we could be number one in ventilators. And some of them weren't working, or nobody knew how to use them, or they're just sitting there.
No manuals and shit.
A manual, you plug the fucking, I could work you plug it in. You stick the tube down your fucking throat. But,
here's some good news.
Oh, good.
Goldman Sachs reported strong third quarter results on Wednesday.
How?
Nearly doubling profits and reflecting little vulnerability that has plagued corners of the real economy during the pandemic. And this is what Trump touts. Look at how the stocks are doing.
That, you know, we are in such a dark shithole time. I mean, we're in this thing in the South anyway. You're in this perpetual recovery from storms and natural disasters. And now there's fuck tons of virus.
Net income came in at $3.5 billion, up 94% from 1 year ago, topping analyst estimates by a wide margin. Revenues rose 30% to...
For Goldman Sachs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Not for people. This is Goldman Sachs right. Still. Oh, fuck you guys. That's not right. Right? I mean, the country's right. Suffering. Why?
So they profited $3.5 billion. Wonder how much taxes they've paid on those $3.5 billion. Probably not a lot, because that's all capital gains.
How much more money don't like do they to fucking
pay.
Need?
I don't want you. You're taxing my dollars twice and three times.
You know, I was thinking.
Not how it works.
Yeah. I was thinking of something today as we were walking through this shithole that is Florida. I'm looking around at all the houses that are fucked up and shit from the storm. But then there's all this new construction going up.
Yes.
Where people are building rich people homes that, you know, weren't there before.
Yeah, because they're doing okay.
But there's all these other houses that need to be fixed. Doesn't that look weird? Wouldn't that look weird if aliens came and looked at our planet? Wouldn't that be something they'd ask? Why are you building this rich person a fucking house? And this poor motherfucker in the trailer has
a lot of questions.
We have a lot of questions, but we just thought it'd be easier to just vaporize your ass.
What is that man hanging on the cross depicted for, bleeding with blood coming out of his side and everything? That's very strange. Why do you, what is that for?
Good question. Okay. I don't know how you explain that. I really don't. That's weird.
I'll say it. Somebody said to me the other day, you're the most famous person in the world by far. I said, no, I'm not. They said, yes, you are. I said, no. He said, who's more famous? I said, Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. Did you practice that one in the mirror, Nutball?
Greenville, North Carolina, yesterday, during his hate rally.
And yes, you are. I said, no. He said, who's more famous? I said, Jesus Christ. I'm not taking any chances. I'm not going to have an argument. Hey, I'm not having any arguments. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm not going to take any chances. I'll give it, I guarantee.
Oh, he is lit the fuck up. You should see his face.
I mean,
he is amped up on something.
Have you ever heard Trevor Noah's impersonation of
him? Oh, sure, yeah.
And his impersonation lives in this kind of Trump. It's like real slurry, and it's good, but damn, Trump sounds like he's doing Trevor Noah doing Trump. It's really weird.
So that was North Carolina.
Yay, good.
What time is it? Oh, look at the time's flying today.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, Goldman Sachs, everyone, just, you know, there good is job. Good news.
Yes.
All those executives over at Goldman Sachs.
How are they making money?
Doing okay.
How the fuck are they making money
off
right
of
now?
This bullshit stock market. They're big, giant casinos that they have rigged so that any losses, remember, we get to pay for.
Yeah, with our corpses. Yeah. That's why, you know.
Socialize the losses and the expenses, privatize the profits. That's how America works.
Am I cynical to think that's why we're doing the herd immunity? Because just get the cogs out there to keep the economy moving so our shareholders can get paid.
Exactly.
So I can keep my fucking job. I don't care whose grandmother dies. They don't give a fuck.
No, they don't. Trump would not, by the way, with his during his town hall with Savannah Guthrie, Trump would not disavow himself from QAnon when he was asked.
Okay.
He said, I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything about QAnon, but I know they're against pedophilia.
You know what? The thing is, guys, I bet that if you did a little, I don't know, an audit of QAnon, you might find some pedophiles that follow Q.
Thought
I had my phone on silent.
Let's see. Oh, I think Trump lost the ratings matchup.
Oh, between him and Biden, he did.
The ratings are in for President Trump's head-to-head TV matchup against Biden, and he lost.
Oh, shit!
Trump reportedly hoped to score more viewers than Biden by scheduling his town hall and NBC at the same time. The former vice president held the one on ABC.
Yeah.
The TV ratings show nearly a million more viewers watched the Democratic challenger.
Oh, shit. My mom said that Trump and that Maddow ripped Trump a new asshole after that town hall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really rough on him.
She's pissed.
Yeah.
These days.
Of course.
They all are.
You know, it's crazy.
We'd prefer not to go completely lunatic fascist.
Yeah, I mean, the Maddow show, you watch Maddow, right?
Occasionally, yeah.
It's every show starts out with like really dark, and it just continues to be dark because we're in a bad time. And so Rachel Maddow's like, "Hi everyone, I don't know what to tell you, but things are just really, 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 really bad. They're really bad right now." God.
Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry.
Well, that's every ministry.
In Shasta County, California, linked to the Bethel Church.
Hell yeah!
Affectionately known as the Christian Hogwarts.
Okay.
Home base for the COVID-denying preacher Sean Fucked. Feucht.
Sean Feucht.
He is that guy I played the other day that they've been having all these outdoor Christian concerts.
Oh, my fucking God.
During the COVID. Well, now.
Yes.
Early in this month, there was reports about how there was a COVID outbreak linked to that church of his.
Okay.
But now, county health officials are reporting 274 cases of COVID can be traced back to the school.
274. Holy shit.
Meanwhile, Benny Johnson, a senior leader at the Bethel Church, can be seen in a viral video mocking face masks and calling them security blankets with no actual power.
Did you intend that pun in a viral video?
Can I just say that there is way too much security in a freaking mask that doesn't even work?
What?
There's way too much security in a freaking mask that doesn't even work, okay. She said.
You are a crazy person. She is a crazy person.
This is a school where members perpetuated the lie that a dead toddler was coming back to life. Students had to be told to stop harassing hospital patients on whom they were performing Christian magic spells.
Oh, God, those people. Listen, if you go to one of these fucking churches sometimes, you have someone you're kind of looking out for, and they don't want these pastors or whatever to show up.
Oh, like we had to tell the Catholic priest to leave my dad alone.
Oh, same.
My dad was like, get him the fuck out of here.
Yeah, or like.
And my dad wasn't like anti-Catholic or anything. Yeah. It was just like you said, the grim fucking reaper.
Yeah, and if you're on pain meds and shit, you have some wacko talking about the afterlife and they're all doom and gloom. You know.
Yeah.
Got a couple of lore tabs in you. Thank God.
They
send somebody to do art, right? Or something fun.
One woman at an emergency room was approached by two Bethel students. The pair said that they would pray over the people there and put Jesus in their hearts, and this will heal us all. And we don't need to we didn't need to stay at the ER and could go home. They're telling people, go home. We just prayed over you. You're good.
They're waiting to get care in the emergency room. That's a bad scene.
She said she filed a complaint with the hospital after one of the students touched her 5-year-old daughter without permission.
Get away from me, spreader. That's insane.
So the school finally told people, well, you know, you should maybe not go to the hospitals and bother people.
Yeah, leave people the fuck alone. You're telling people in the emergency room to leave.
Get the hell out of the emergency room.
How are you even hanging out there without people like hating you and shit? Because there's people there actually doing medicine and that has nothing to do with your Sky God shit. Sorry. Nothing.
We did the story about this toddler that died and that were trying to pray back to life.
That's right. That is, I mean, I don't know what to say about that. It's fucked up. God.
And jeez. I don't know how long they didn't,
well, did the toddler come back to life?
Well, she didn't. She did not, sadly.
They didn't pray long enough then.
They finally admitted that she would not be coming back to life.
Oh, my God. What? these people are...
Olive has not been raised. The breakthrough we've sought hasn't come. With the same heart of utter confidence in God's goodness, we receive the comfort of the Good Shepherd. As Andrew Callie and Olive's big sister, Elsie, their family and our church walk together, blah, 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 through the valley of the shadow of death.
Oh, my God.
Also, we are moving towards a memorial service and celebration of her life. So they finally realized that the little girl would not be coming back.
How did she die?
It was an illness. I think it was a normal.
Yeah.
I don't think they were
They didn't prevent her from getting any kind of treatment. I don't know that they're anti regular medicine and shit. You know, I don't know. I know these people want their freedom, and if you do anything to these religious kooks to suggest that they need to rein their shit in, they scream bloody murder like they're being persecuted.
These hospital ghouls.
They gotta...
Yeah.
Why would it be wrong to have a rule that says you can't have hospital ghouls anymore? Okay? None. Because you're depressing. We're going to replace you with someone else. I don't know what they're going to... Somebody that shows up to your room with bubbles, a puppet, maybe an accordion. I don't know. Oh. How about a dog? That'll make you feel better.
So Janet Porter, we've heard of her before. She is one of the architects of the pro-forced birth crowd who go around, and she's the one who's gotten all these states to try to adopt these heartbeat bills.
Oh, shit.
She's way into these trap laws that are trying to just get the argument up in front of the SCOTUS so that their right-wing nut jobs can start chipping away at Roe.
Perfect.
This is... I think they finally got... Is this still going on? About 4 years ago, anti-abortion activist Janet Porter, president of conservative group Faith to Action, released a trailer of her anti-abortion romantic comedy.
Oh, I gotta see that.
What's a Girl to Do?
Paul Rudd was in it with...
The film starred people... like Stephen Baldwin.
Oh, my God.
Victoria Jackson.
Damn. Oh, shit.
Governor Mike Huckabee was in it. And Representative, soon to be former Representative, Steve King.
The Nazi and father of Spawn of Satan, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. They were both in a movie together. Huckabee, is he an actor?
I he probably appeared as himself, I would assume.
I mean, what's his method? Is he like Uta Hagen? Is he Stanislavski? Does he, you know, what does he do?
Film was all about a romance with the son of a pro-choice lawmaker. But the film was never released.
Oh, that's not fair.
She explained that she couldn't get the money she needed to finish the film. Investors gave her $2 million.
You couldn't finish that dumb fucking film.
She said she needed four.
Oh, there you go. There you go. See, you want to make some money.
So now they've repurposed it, quote, reallocated cash, and she spent about $100,000 filming a new trailer for a sitcom. Based
a sitcom
on the remains of her failed film.
No pun intended. You know, her aborted film, her remains. It's funny.
It's described here as a Where's Waldo for jokes.
What's my fetus? Oh, Where's Waldo for jokes? What's a situational comedy? What do you mean? You gotta have jokes or it's a drama.
Weeks since Jack broke up with you, but tell me you're not eating another pan of brownies.
I've got something that's going to cheer you up. I've got the title for your next book.
Brace yourself. Your next book is called
What's a Girl to Do While Waiting for Mr. Right.
You want me to write a book on dating?
I couldn't even write a pamphlet on dating.
That's hilarious. You can invite...
Did you hear the laugh track?
Is that Stephen Baldwin?
I couldn't even write a pamphlet on dating. Ha!
God, that's a joke?
Well, it's a sitcom, man.
But was that Stephen Baldwin?
No. Okay. I recognize the actor. He's a character actor. He always plays bad guys. I don't know his name though. He's got like kind of bad skin.
I need to write a book on dating?
I couldn't even write a pamphlet on dating.
That's hilarious.
You can advise women all across America what to do with their ex-boyfriend's shirts.
Dwayne's in.
You can advise women all across America what to do with their boyfriend's shirts.
Dwayne's in! Is that what he said? What does that mean?
Do with their ex-boyfriend's shirts.
Dwayne's in.
You're going on a date tomorrow night.
Dad.
This is the tallest man I've ever seen. Would you mind changing seats with me?
No.
Excuse me?
Well, then I won't be able to see.
I got everyone's expense checks, except for Janet, who did not submit the proper paperwork. Surprise.
Janet's having a party on Friday. Would you like to come?
A party? What time is this party?
Yeah, what time is this party, Lori?
Here is Janet's address for Friday.
They're laughing. The laugh tracks.
Jesus Christ. I mean, you know.
And she's the star of her own sitcom, by the way, Janet Porter.
Right. I've never heard of her. Porter, Janet, I never heard of her.
Yeah, we've talked about her a lot on the show. She's the, like I said, the one who runs around getting these states to pass the heartbeat bills.
Who composed that song? Abortion.
13 episodes have already been written, and she's saying she needs more money to complete the whole season.
Fuck yes! Oh, yes! Oh, yeah, I feel you, Janet. I'd be screaming the same fucking thing. If you want me to finish this fucking season on abortion, funny abortion, you got to pay me.
Porter did create another film in 2015, also with Mike Huckabee in it.
Oh, where's my diaphragm?
That was all about how gay people are setting the world on fire.
Oh, yeah. Like, literally?
This is where the battle is the hottest. And right now, our freedoms are on fire. The attack against the freedom of speech, the freedom of conscience, and the freedom of religion has come to Main Street, to the business you own, and the place where you work.
What kind of freedom of speech do we have if a person,
Huckabee,
who expresses a biblical viewpoint about marriage is told they can't open their businesses in a location? You probably remember what came as a result. We suggested let's have Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, and millions of people lined up across the country to simply buy a chicken sandwich and say, we affirm the right of believers to take a biblical stand.
So this was a documentary about how the gays are destroying the planet.
God, Mike, you're just electric with your hate speech there. I mean, you're just so, you know.
We saved Chick-fil-A.
Ah, shit, yes. A Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. You don't need Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. You're raking in cash.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A's doing okay.
And fuck Chick-fil-A. You shouldn't eat there.
They are yummy.
Well, you know.
But you shouldn't.
Yeah. You should not.
Hate
chicken, baby. Choke on that shit.
Hate chicken? Yeah.
Choke on your hate chicken.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
Boo!
Got a little bit of time left here.
That's right.
This is in, there was a debate on telly.
Yes.
In the sovereign state of Maine.
Ooh.
Susie Collins, very concerned.
Yes. Well, she might lose.
And her opponent. But there were also two other candidates.
Yeah.
That were debating, probably like the Green Party, I would guess, maybe.
Yeah.
Sarah Gideon is the Democrat.
They have like a jungle primary, right, in Maine?
Or I
they...
guess, yeah, yeah.
Or it's
independents, Lisa Savage and Max Lynn.
It's
were
ranked,
the other two.
Ranked choice voting, right?
I don't know if they're using it this time, but yes.
Okay.
Max Lynn is an independent.
Okay.
And I'm trying to find like some of his background, like to see. I mean, the vibe I'm getting is that
Jeebus,
he's a right wing dickbag.
Jeebus, guns.
Independent.
Right.
It just says independent.
He wants the country to look like Afghanistan.
Max Lynn for United States Senate. I am proud to be the only candidate running for U.S. Senate in Maine who supports the re-election of President Trump. So there you go.
God, have fun with that.
So, but listen to this, and this is who they are now. This is he's an obvious Trumpist.
Yeah, it's all or nothing, right?
Mr. Lin?
If you go ahead and repeat the question.
Sure. How would you ensure that everyone who needs health care has access to it and can afford it?
Right. And Rachel, that's an excellent question. But as I mentioned, I've got to be way outside the box tonight. I have to be different because I'm competing against $100 million. And so
he's talking about Susie Collins.
Yes.
And Sarah Gideon combined. Right, right. You know, everybody's pumping money into that to get yes. rid of fucking Susan Collins.
Right.
And he's saying, I'm competing with $100 million.
So he basically says, I have to say something crazy as fuck right now to get any kind of attention.
He's saying, I'm not going to answer the question because...
Because fuck it.
Right.
That's an excellent question. But as I mentioned, I've got to be way outside the box tonight. I have to be different because I'm competing against $100 million. And so I'm going to put your question aside, and I have a bombshell to announce tonight. You know, right now...
I would ask that you stick with the question.
Well, now the moderator's like, I would ask that you stick with the question.
Do you think he's being disingenuous? Because like, the guy's running, right? And he knows he's going to lose. So what good does it do for him to stick his neck out on some issue that is, like, kind of like a shitty issue? You know, why would he want to fuck with that? Why fuck
well,
with
right,
that
when he's got some alleged bombshell that he yeah. can drop, some crazy conspiracy theory.
And meanwhile, he'll say something, it'll be a soundbite that some opponent will use against him
and
later on.
And he's a Trump supporter, so that your rules don't apply to me.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And he probably has some really disgusting opinions about shit.
Trump supporter.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's all you need to say.
But right now...
I would ask that you stick with the question.
Well, request denied.
Oh! Who are these?
Who are these people? I know.
God. Now,
I would ask that you stick with the question.
Well, request denied. What I'd like to say is the eyes and ears and the voices of the people, we represent nature and the wilderness. And that brings me to the CMP corridor. How many people, up to 80,000
Let me interrupt for a second,
people.
Mr. Lin. Do you have any interest in healthcare? That's the round
yes,
we're
I do.
Talking about.
And I'm
then I think let's
all...
talk about that, and we can yep. talk about other things later.
Request right. denied again.
Request denied.
So this is one of the other moderators tries to step in.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, no.
Let's all... talk about that, and we can yep. talk about other things later.
Request denied again. And I appreciate that. And these moderators are such great moderators. And I apologize, because I know you're all doing your job as best as possible. But... please realize, well, I haven't started my time. I'm addressing this, and you're already flashing me.
Well, so they're flashing him. No. He's getting a light already.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's saying, I haven't even started.
Oh, listen. Yes, you have, dickhead. Yes, you have.
Well, I haven't started my time. I'm addressing this, and you're already flashing me.
Well, that was the time allotted, and that's how it was used.
Okay, well, then let me ask for clarity. I'm competing against $100 million here. Okay, they're the front runners. In order for me to be the U.S. Senate candidate, I have to be out of the box tonight.
And we need to
I've
know where
be
you stand
out of the
on
box,
the issues,
and
as well.
I've got to be different.
All right, Mr.
And
Lin, thank
as a,
you.
As the moderator, I want the question, but I don't want to be judged on my answer.
Ryan stood up and is pacing.
It was as if my chair had a buzzer in it. I almost pulled my back out jumping up. That's the.
I don't want to be held accountable for my answer.
God, fuck these people.
I mean, they're not even.
Fuck them.
They're not even hiding it.
ACB is the same fucking way, the way she handled all those fucking questions. She's fine with saying the N-word. It's not hostile, all that other shit. But you can't question her about her motherfucking whacked out, weird, fucked up bullshit faith. And this guy can't be bothered to answer a question.
They're the front runners. In order for me to be the U.S. Senate candidate, I have to be out of the box tonight.
And we need to
I've
know where
be
you stand
out of the
on
box,
the issues.
Yeah.
Well.
I've got to be different.
All right, Mr.
And
Lin, thank
as a,
you.
As a moderator, I want the question, but I don't want to be judged on my answer because the only people judging my answer are the main voters on November 3rd.
Max, so now you're taking my time.
Yeah, well,
you're
requesting you don't interrupt me because I'm already fighting against 100 million. I don't want to fight the moderators all night.
Oh, my
and
God.
Part of my strategy is to be outside the box.
All right, let's hear from Ms. Savage.
They just cut his mic.
I mean, listen.
Part of my strategy is to be outside the box. So he's going to do it, Trump. He's just going to keep talking about what he wants. This is who they think they are.
These people are fucking thugs
monsters.
And bullies and racists. And the thing is that's really shitty about this, the guy didn't give a fuck about these questions because he just wants sound bites, right? Because the people that like Trump will ejaculate to this into socks.
He didn't even get to his big bombshell. It was probably like, you know, he saw a Mexican person walking down the street or something.
What kind of independent? What is it? I don't even understand what that means. What does independent even fucking mean?
He's a Trumpist who is running against Susan Collins because she doesn't lick Trump's hole enough, even though she does.
So
she just says she's concerned about it.
So what's this fuckhead's name?
What is Max Lynn?
So Max Lynn isn't siphoning votes from Gideon, right? He's taking them from the Republican Collins.
Yes,
that's nice. That's a good thing. So this is just stupid, but it's actually good. Right? Because this hurts Susan Collins. Okay. Thank you, wacko, I guess. I mean, I've never heard anybody say anything like that.
Isn't it insane?
I don't want to be judged.
I don't want to be judged by my answers.
Listen, then why would anybody ask questions ever then?
Well, the thing is, he doesn't want to be judged by the...
Whether by mail or in person, we want to make sure you really know the major candidates leading up to election day.
Is that
tonight? This is the local TV station site I was on. It was a pop-up video.
That's a question. Somebody asks you a question, then you give an answer, and then they ponder the answer, and that's judging. That is judging the answer, man.
But he doesn't want to be judged by the moderators. He only wants to be judged by the people.
What do you want then?
So he wants to answer and not have the moderator say, "What the fuck are you talking about? That's wrong."
Lobotomy's all around then. Nobody's judging the questions. God.
And then the Trump lovers will be, the smoke will be coming from the crotches. They're rubbing them so hard over this guy. He's coming out of the box. He's not going to put up with your cuck rules.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that out of the box, that platitude. Oh, well, it means nothing. Out of the box means nothing. Everyone use it.
I don't follow your rules.
It means
I'm going to cheat. I'm going to bully everybody. I'm going to talk over everybody what he means.
Yeah. Out of the box is like Trump's healthcare program. There's nothing. When you say I'm out of the box, that means I don't have an idea.
That's empty box. Yeah.
I have no box. Boxless. God. Damn, this guy is something else.
Right?
What the fuck is going on in Maine, man?
This is the Trump.
I don't
want to
be judged. I gotta let that go, but it's like, God. All of them are like that, though. All of them are like that. This guy, I don't know why. Why are you running as an independent? Why don't you move to some shithole state like Florida and run for a rep? You could get a normal. You could be a Republican in Florida or Georgia, Mississippi, man.
Alabama.
Oh yeah, Max Lynn. What's he look like? I've never seen the guy.
He's an older white
fuckhead.
Guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Older white guy. Exactly what you would think. Max Lynn. I appreciate I appreciate the moderator's question. You're doing a really great job. But fuck you. I'm going to say what I want when I want.
Yeah. You know, this reminds me of that bullshit thing. You remember when Savick was taking her final exam to be a Starfleet captain?
Oh my God. Yeah.
The Kobayashi Maru. And she failed it.
Okay, yeah.
And Admiral Kirk was the only one to ever successfully.
He cheated. Right.
He was out of the box. He said he didn't accept the terms of the game.
The parameters, right.
Which is bullshit. That's code for I cheated.
Well, sure.
See? Doesn't work. And in the end, the Klingons get you. You stab your son to death. You have an amazing moment when Spock dies. Spoiler alert. Then he lives.
In Ohio, a printing company is overwhelmed and mail ballots are delayed.
Yay, good.
The company has until recently been flying a Trump 2020 flag over its Cleveland headquarters.
Ooh! Well, that's suspect, isn't it?
We're overwhelmed by how many ballots they're ordering. We don't know if we're going to get them out in time.
God.
Trump 2020.
Shit, man. You know, it's
get out and vote, people. And people are.
You have to vote.
Joy
because...
Reid was in a good mood yesterday. She was like, look at what's happening.
Yeah.
All these early voting states, everybody is saying, fuck you, Republicans. You will not stop us from voting.
Because literally, dude, the alternative is what you said today on the wall. You looked out there and there's like no one feels like repairing shit. There is no infrastructure coming from Trump.
Our nice boardwalk.
It's going to be a shithole. While the Republicans are in charge, because they don't give a shit.
Right.
Fuck them. That's how they see us.
We do have a little bit left in the big show. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, everybody, at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes.
We get a little commission every time you buy shit.
We get paid, baby.
Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Yeah, and listen, if you guys want to messenger us through Facebook or Twitter or whatever and ask us questions, we will answer them, but I will not be judged.
We will not be judged.
Fuck no. Write that down.
We're going out of the box here on crab diving.
I want
we
got to
go
too.
Out of the box.
you ever take a test in school and you're like, hey, here's my test. I will not be judged. Do not grade that
test. That would have gone over great at the Catholic schools.
Oh, yeah.
Sister Mary fuckface.
And they're like, hey, okay, we won't judge you, but we're going to send you down to the rectory. So be careful. We live in a horrible planet right now, man. It's just like nutballs.
Oh, well, yeah.
And it's this Jesus shit. I don't know what's wrong with that dude from Maine. He's just a fuckhead, but mainly it's the Jesus shit that's fucking everything up.
Apparently Maine can spawn some really fucking assholes, right?
Oh,
I mean, Paul LePage.
Well, I mean, Stephen King is from Maine. The novelist.
Stephen King, the novelist, yes.
Not the Nazi Republican.
No, that's
guy,
Iowa.
Steve King.
Yeah.
But, you know, Stephen King, that shit didn't come from, out of a fucking void.
Dilly drop.
Yay.
Random dilly drop. This is from today's show. I don't know anything about it. I'm just scooting ahead and hitting play. Brendan
box.
Dilly.
You think, is he going to be...
I apologize, Richard. I just really love your product, and I always go off the cuff with it because it's that damn good. I don't need talking points, Richard. I'm sorry. I know. I should...
His audio used to be so much better. His quality's really gone down.
Well, he doesn't need your tips on auto and audio, okay?
Oh, I don't need your cuck tips. Fuck you. I don't need your cuck tips.
And is he advertising something, and he's mad that the advertiser sent him, talking points?
I don't know. I'm skipping.
And so then I made the argument that we needed to run Trump 2020, don't touch my dick. And
what?
Trump 2020, don't touch my dick.
Shock the world.
Ooh.
Honestly, dude, we've jumped the shark on shocking the world. Like at this point, the American public is so ready. 2020 has been so insane. I think the American public is ready for anything. Honestly, I honestly believe that. I think they're just like, yep. Of course. And you can trot out damn near any name in the American public's going to be like, yeah, figures, 2020. What arrest was, given the CIA whistleblower evidence with the arrest, no, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to stop there because I don't know. Oh, one final question. To get rid of all the Karens, did you just touch my dick? All right. You guys want?
He's reading comments, live comments into the show. And that's one of his funny ones.
He's having a ball.
To get rid of all the Karens, did you just touch my dick?
Dilly's not going to be judged either, man.
You know, responsibility. One day a week is great for us. We have fun. But I would have to have a longer show, a longer format, and it's just a different discussion. So probably not going to be happening right this moment, if that answers the question.
Yeah. I mean, God.
Someone said, don't be a pussy, grab a lozenger. Dick.
Don't be a pussy.
Dick. You're such a dick.
Grabber.
I don't know.
Grab a what?
Dilly's really gone down.
You know.
Quality wise.
Yeah, maybe I'm just not with it, but damn, sometimes these Republicans, they make jokes, they'll say something, and then they'll laugh. And I don't get it. Like, we were just playing clips from that
sitcom.
I'm doing an anti-choice sitcom. Where's. I mean, I actually think it's a great idea, but you have to do it from the point of view of the main character has to be pro-choice. It needs an abortion in the comedy if it's a movie, right? But they're
it's the opposite. She apparently is dating someone whose father is a staunchly
he's a fetus pro-choice. Stabber. Yes.
Well, that's what's funny about it. Ha ha ha. Well, and wackiness ensues, Ryan.
Well, you just have to flip it. You could have a comedy there. Because
mm-hmm.
what comedy is you know, you're putting crazy, I don't know, circumstances.
Zany.
I mean, yeah, you can almost there's, one there's could a say. Line of opportunity for zaniness, but not from the point of view of anti-choice.
It's
weird.
A day after Christian worship leader and MAGA cultist Sean Fucked. I don't know, F-E-U-C-H-T.
Nine!
Held his giant COVID super spreader concert in Nashville, Tennessee. This is, we played.
Oh, God.
I think we played a clip of them. It's just thousands of people outside. No masks.
Yay.
Everybody dancing up and down and praying to their Jesus.
Right. Of course.
Hashtag let us worship. Is what his hashtag is. This Sean Fucked.
Listen, who's ever stopped anyone from worshiping? Look at the history of this country.
True.
It's you guys just speaking in tongues, carrying on, yelling on your podcast, yelling at people going to get health care at Planned Parenthood.
We will not be silenced, he says.
No shit. No fucking shit.
We will not be silenced.
No silence.
But now Nashville authorities, Fucked had bragged about drawing thousands of people to the event where there was virtually no social distancing and few of any masks.
Yes.
He said the church would not be silenced. In fact, ignoring the fact that literally is nobody's silencing churches.
Of course not. I mean.
But the event has been complicated now by the fact that he never applied for a permit.
Oh,
to bring all these people to the courthouse. So now authorities in Nashville are investigating about bringing possible charges.
Damn. Well, see, that's not your freedom or whatever, dude. You didn't fill out the right fucking forms. I guess you figured you were praying and maybe he thought he would have a God exemption, which kind of makes sense because Jesus Christ, for this coronavirus lockdown. I mean, you give it religious exemptions.
Father Thomas McKenzie of Church of the Redeemer in Nashville said that event left him feeling unsettled. When any protest includes people in close proximity, not social distancing in a time of global pandemic, that's irresponsible.
Yeah.
It's the Catholics.
Right. Oh, yes.
Well,
it's hard for you guys. I mean, when you're raping a child, do you wear a mask?
Like a Barney mask.
But the priest is probably worried about catching it for the child.
Horrible. So there you go. That's we talked about him earlier.
You say a Barney mask? Like a dinosaur?
I don't know what I was talking about.
Nah, you know. It's not me doing it. It's Barney. Jeez.
We've got...
Doesn't that Barney sound like that?
Like, hey, everybody. Hey. Barney the dinosaur here, everybody. praise Jesus. we've got a few moments left here.
Yay.
God, I hope I have audio of this one. I'll be really sad if I don't. I don't think I do.
Okay.
Balls. This is in the last moments. Texas Representative Louie Gohmert.
Hell yeah! Oh, shit.
Expected to be easily reelected in his campaign. Apparently, he's recovered from the COVID.
Oh, God damn, Louie, I forgot you had it.
But there was a GOP rally in Upshur County, Texas.
Upshur.
No social distancing.
Hell no!
Masks were optional.
Ooh.
Gohmert said, and I quote,
oh, God.
The problem with socialism isn't just economic, it's atheism. The government has to be the God. We're in a fight for the future of this country.
Okay. Well, I would say the problem is not with the atheism, it's with the people that give a shit about what's happening in the sky more than their constituents.
And the Democrats don't want socialism.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about taking over all of the production and giving it to the state.
Right.
Maybe just healthcare.
Yeah.
Which should be.
Right. Look at this. We need
But there's another one of their tactics. They're trying to say, you know, socialism is atheism. And atheism means that you worship the government. I always like that one. Or when they say, you're an atheist, you just worship yourself.
Fuck yeah!
I'm like, well, no.
No, not really.
Define worship?
Why am I worshiping anything?
Well, right.
That's weird, right?
Yeah, you don't bow your knee to God. You just bow your knee to yourself or something. Why do I have to bow my knee to anything, you creep?
Nah, we're just sharing the ride on this rock with you, and you are very, very obnoxious.
It's a really shitty train car we're in.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to do it again next week. Every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Always available after that as a podcast on your favorite podcasting application at crabdiving.com.
Ooh-wee-wee.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link to help out the show. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. It takes you to Amazon. You buy shit and we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Ryan's doing some stuff on the internet. Go to RatedRComedy.com or RatedRComedy on the Instagram, the Twitter, the TikTok, and the Facebook. I said RatedRComedy.
Oh, you already did?
First.
Okay. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
We didn't rehearse today.
He fixed that.
We apologize. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you again next week.
I'm a human, and I'm coming. Joe Rogan, metaphysically, is a Christmas hog. But he was doing good, and that's what makes it so bad.
I like the North Korean peace deal. But God, you libtards are dumb. You think it's...
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. @crabdiving.